This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 26th of January. There are warnings of gales in all areas. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 500 miles west of Seoul, 959, expected 50 miles west of Shannon, 950 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. South at Sierra, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly later, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain or showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. South or southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in Plymouth, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southwesterly 3 to 5 in southeast, but 6 to gale 8 in northwest. Rain, mainly in northwest. Moderate or good, becoming poor in northwest. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly, veering southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 at times, then increasing violent storm 11 later in West Seoul. Thundery rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in Lundy and Fastnet, veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers. Good, becoming moderate or poor. Shannon, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 later in southwest. Rain or showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, westerly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in southwest. Wintry showers, then rain. Good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic becoming east 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Hebrides and later in Malin, but decreasing 4 or 5 for a time. Squally wintry showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northwesterly 4 to 6 becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northeasterly 6 to gale 8 later in south. Wintry showers, squally at first. Good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Wintry showers, squally at first. Good, occasionally poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 6, slight rain. 15 miles, 991, falling slowly. Stornoway, south 5, heavy rain and snow, 11 miles, 989, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 6, 19 miles, 991, rising. Wick Automatic, south by west 4, 13 miles, 993, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 4, 13 miles, 996, falling slowly. Lookers, south by east 4, recent rain, 22 miles, 996, falling. Bridlington, south-southwest 4, 1004, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest 3, 11 miles, 1007. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by south 2, 1008, now falling. Jersey, south by west 3, 16 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 5, 5 miles, 1007. Scilly Automatic, southwest by south 5, 16 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest 3, 22 miles, 1003, now falling. Aberporth, south by west 4, 22 miles, 1003, falling more slowly. Valley, southwest 5, 12 miles, 1,000, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, south-southeast 4, 7 miles, 1,002, falling more slowly. Valentia, southeast 3, 24 miles, 998, falling. Ronaldsway, southwest 4, 15 miles, 999, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest by south 6, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 994, rising more slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southwest 5, 32 miles, 995, now rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 25th of January. The general situation. An area of low pressure near northwestern Scotland will bring gales to parts of the far north and northwest on Saturday night and early on Sunday. Another low pressure area out to the southwest of the British Isles will spread widespread rain and gales northeastwards across the United Kingdom later tonight and during Sunday. The gales will be severe in places, with storm force winds likely for a time early on Sunday in the far southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Backing southeast 4 or 5 later, then increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, then decreasing 4, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, squally at first, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8 for a time later. Showers, squally at first, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, backing southeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time later. Showers, then rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, then veering southwesterly for a time later and decreasing 5 at times. Showers, then rain at times. Good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or squally showers. Moderate or good, becoming poor for a time. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast, gale 8 to storm 10, then veering southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in west, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8, veering south 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southwest 4 or 5, backing southeast 6 to gale 8, veering south 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, then veering south 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in North Channel and 5 later elsewhere. rain or squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 5 to 7, backing south or southeast 4 to 6, then east or southeast 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then east or northeast 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, perhaps wintry. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles. South or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, then backing southeast 4 or 5 later. Showers, squally at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Thanks for your company tonight here on Radio 4 from me, Ron Brown. Tonight's newsreader, Alan Smith, and indeed the whole team at Broadcasting House in London, do have a very restful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry with me, Tanya Beckett, on the BBC World Service. A lightning rebel offensive in Syria took the region by surprise.
Syria really was a war that was never really resolved. It felt like an impasse had been reached whereby the regime of Bashar al-Assad was unable to control the whole of the country.
There are important implications for other countries in the Middle East.
Well, it means they've lost an ally. They've lost another state that was supportive of Iran's efforts to target, harass, undermine, threaten Israel.
A daunting journey towards peace now lies ahead.
For a country like Syria, it will take some time to be able to put on elections that are inclusive.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, what next for Syria?
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. 13 soldiers serving with peacekeeping forces in eastern Congo have been killed in clashes with M23 rebels who are besieging the city of Goma. The Congolese government accuses Rwanda of being behind the rebellion and has ordered its diplomats to leave Kigali. David Bamford reports.
The South African military says it has lost 7 members of its stabilisation force in eastern Congo during fighting that's raging around Goma. 6 UN peacekeepers from South Africa, Malawi and Uruguay have also been killed. The UN is pulling all non-essential staff out of Goma, a city of over 1 million people. A Security Council meeting scheduled for Monday will now take place a day earlier. M23 has called on Congolese troops in Goma to surrender in order to avoid bloodshed.
Thousands of displaced Palestinians have been prevented from returning to the north of the Gaza Strip after Israel blocked a main road, accusing Hamas of breaching the terms of their ceasefire deal. The dispute came after the latest exchange of prisoners between the two sides. Israel's government said Gazans would be restricted from travelling north until an Israeli citizen held by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad is released. There's been criticism from members of the US Congress after reports emerged that President Trump has fired at least a dozen senior officials employed to act as independent watchdogs for fraud, waste and abuse within US government agencies. The news has been greeted with alarm by members of both parties in Congress. David Willis is in Washington.
The sacked officials were all confirmed in their positions by the US Senate, and under federal law, the White House is required to provide Congress with 30 days' notice of their dismissal, something which doesn't appear to have happened in this case. Speculation is rife here that President Trump is seeking to install loyalists in the